Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2411 0401 0057 2441.
Okay, let me pull up your information, your file real quick. One second. Okay, are you calling from AJ Auto Clinic?
Yes.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
This is AJ.
This is AJ. Okay, but is there full name?
Aziz Mohinzadeh.
Okay, and are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay, and what's a good phone number for you just in case we get disconnected?
510-332-2009.
Perfect. Okay. I'm just going to confirm the information I have here on file, and then I'll be free to answer any questions. Let's see. Can you just verify the billing address for me?
6006 San Pablo Avenue, Emeryville, California, 94608.
Okay, and how about a company phone number?
510-601-5000.
Okay, and do you email?
Email is ajmohinzadeh@yahoo.com.
Okay. And let's see here. And how do you structure your company? Is it a LLC, S-Corp?
S-Corp.
S-Corp?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
28 years.
28 years. Very nice. Okay. So, you know, we have many programs available. So, depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. What is the rate? I mean, you just tell me that and I tell you I'm interested or not, because... Yeah, the rate is very important.
Sure, I understand. Rate is very important. The thing with the rate, it completely depends on what you're looking for.
Looking for money.
Right, okay. Are you looking for a working capital loan? Are you looking for an equipment loan?
Does it make any difference what purpose you use the money for?
Yeah, it does. Because the working capital, that's going to be unsecured cash. And your equipment financing, that's going to be your traditional loan, like the 2 to 5 years.
I'm looking for traditional loan, minimum 5 years.
Minimum 5 years, okay.
Yeah, minimum 5 years, and with monthly payment and with the collateral. I mean, I can. I don't want any unsecured loan.
Okay, are you now with the unsecured? With the secured loan, it's an equipment loan. So are you trying to finance some equipment?
No. I put a property as a collateral.
Okay, so you're like, okay.
That's what I was just, I should have asked you first if it's not collateral and just one of those fast monies, those are, I'm not interested in that because the rates on those, I already had three of them and I already paid them off and no more of those.
Okay.
And I really don't need that bad, you know, to get that expensive money. In a couple more months, I will be able qualified for the regular loans, like very low rates, so.
All right. How about this? What are you looking to do with the residential? I don't. Just give me a little bit more information on what you're looking to do with it.
Okay. Do you have any? Let me ask you this first. Do you have any like a mortgage kind of loan.
A mortgage loan?
Yeah.
Just no.
Yeah, so I just put a property that is paid off, that has a zero balance on it. Can you just use that as a collateral? That's like a $500,000-$600,000 property that's been paid off, is in my name. Well, I might need some borrow some money against it.
Mm-hmm.
I can use my resident or my commercial. I have another my commercial property that can use that.
Hmm.
Do you have any loan for that kind of collateral? If you don't, I'm not interested with the high interest loans.
Okay. Yeah, we don't do mortgage loans. The only thing we do is the capital and the equipment financing. That's pretty much what we do here.
Yeah, those are very high. My equipment's already financed with another company. They've been paying them directly. So.
Well, let me ask you this: what's the equipment that you are paying on?
I bought like $70,000-$80,000 equipment, with the lift and the alignment machine and also tire machine and things. You know, there's not much left to pay off. Just I'm paying $1,200 a month to.
What was the rate on that?
I don't remember. I don't remember exactly. I was low enough to be able to, I was interested to get it that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm just, I shouldn't, maybe a few more months I will be paying off those. Yeah,
okay.
Just directly taking from my account.
Right, yeah, that's how ours work, you know, with the capital loans. The capital loans are going to be, you know, the unsecured. The only way we ever secure them is, like, through yellow iron. You know, like CAT and things like that. Other than that, we don't really do capital for mortgage loans or anything like that, just because they're going to be around the longest 3-year terms, just because it is unsecured cash. Now, if there's somewhere I could help you with that, I'd be more than happy to. But I know you're trying to get a mortgage loan. Are you trying to buy a house, or are you trying to...
No, I'm not getting a mortgage loan. I'm just saying I'm put the property... as a collateral.
Oh, I gotcha.
Instead of you get a piece of metal that lift or the alignment machine or something that I can drop it up here and take off, you have a property.
Right, okay, I got what you're saying. Yeah, so we definitely have loans. I mean, we just, you know, we're not going to take collateral. I mean, the reason, you know... if you're looking for equipment, we can absolutely do equipment finance, you know, and that has really good rates. Now, the equipment way that works is, you know, whatever piece of equipment that you buy, that's going to be the collateral for it.
Yeah, I'm
so,
not buying
any
equipment.
I'm sorry? You're not buying any equipment? Okay. Are you trying to, what are you going to use the money for?
The loan I have, you know, just I'm paying high interest that that's through a friend, you know, I just paid that off and I will save some money just
okay. Well, we can definitely help you there. That's definitely something that we can do. How much is the loan that you have currently?
It was 250. I paid 100 of them, just 150 left.
150 left? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've been already approved for the IOU. I mean, the money is there. I made a phone call, you know, they transfer money, but I still don't want to, like, pay 8%. That's what I'm almost paying now. I'm paying my friend, though. I mean, nobody after me or anything. I can pay him off that too, you know, but I don't want my cash down for. Just want a backup, you know.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. Who's the loan through? Is it through your friend or is it through a bank?
Yeah. Friend.
Oh, it's through a friend and he's charging you 8%?
Yeah.
That's.
I'm paying
okay.
Every month, yeah. I'm just paying interest, maybe a little bit more than 8%. But
okay.
I'm just doing helping him out too. I mean, he's not really mainly. He helped me out the time I needed, and you know, I'm helping him out now. You know, that's what I'm paying him. He's not
okay.
really any anything. Okay, for 6 days, 2 days off. We are short-handed here. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the way you're telling me, probably you won't be able to help me in this.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely we can. It just depends on what you're, you know. I know you said you have $150 left, or $150,000 left on that loan.
Yeah.
That's something that we can definitely do. Now, your whole concern is just the collateral. That is something we won't be able to do. It's going to be an unsecured cash loan. And it's normally going to be, you know, anywhere from 3 to 36 months on that loan. Now, the nice thing is that you do have, you know, it's better to owe us money than it is to owe your friend money. You know, and also...
Why
is that?
Why? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Just, you know, I would rather have to owe a bank money than my friend money. That's just me. But, you know, on the rate problem, too, it's not really a problem. It just depends on what you qualify for. There's not a certain set of rate. It just depends on the term that you select. So, you know, longer terms can be shorter rates. Shorter term, you know, a little bit higher rates. And that's just based off of the capital. It's a fixed payback, so there is no really APR on that.
Okay. Let me tell you, let me give you the information, my credit score and my business stuff, then you just tell me roughly what interest rate you can go for, running with, you know.
Yeah, I can get you really hard numbers. I can send you an email with like a list of things that, I'd have to take a look at some stuff. You know,
that's
one thing... Okay.
I'm just telling you right now. I mean, you don't have to go email me and just send all the information, because I'm not. I'm not looking for any query in my credit, because I'm trying to get the credit. I'm working on it and just getting it all the way to close to 700 now. I'm almost in 700.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this about your credit. What is your credit at? What do you rate your credit?
I have the 690, one is 690, one is 675, and one is one place shows, Equifax shows 690, one place shows 650. Depends where to look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So average is around 680 probably, 675.
Okay.
All three.
So that's good. So, I mean, you know, we work with all credit tiers. Now, that being said... You know, anywhere you go to look for a loan, even if you're trying to find the best rate, they're going to have to pull your credit. The nice thing with us is that we have a soft pull. We don't pull from all three. We actually just pull from one of the three, Experian, and that's the only one. So I know you're worried about your credit getting hit.
Experian, 690. Experian.
Right. Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. We would still have to take a look at it. That's just the way loans always work. No matter where you go, they're going to have to take a look at your credit. Now, the nice thing with... Now, the nice thing with the capital is that it's based off more of your annual sales than it is off of your credit. So if you have, you know, you have pretty good credit, but it's more based off of your sales. So if you have good sales coming in and out, you know, we can assume you can cash flow the note. Just out of curiosity, what were your annual sales like last year?
Sales, I have monthly average from 120 to 180. Month, and from that almost 30,000-40,000 of it is a credit card. The rest of them is a insurance check and cash. I mean, mostly insurance check. Yeah, cash is not much.
Okay. Did you say 100? I'm sorry. Did you say 120 a month or 120 a year?
120 a month. No, I guess 1.67 every year. 1.67 every year is.
Oh, okay.
My average.
Okay, and what are you on track for this year?
2015, I have to look. I mean, this year, 2016.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm going much better than the minimum I get 120 a month.
Okay, so you're about the same or a little bit more?
Yeah, 120 to 180, 170, 180.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect. Okay. And when were you looking to do this? Like, when do you need the money by?
I mean, I really don't need it. I mean, I'm just
looking for the rate. Okay. You're just looking for a second option?
Yeah, just looking for the rate. Rate is okay. I can do any time. If the rate is not okay, I don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a bank that you normally go through for everything, or?
Yeah, I have a deal with five banks, yeah.
Five different banks?
Yes.
Now, do you have a line of credit through any of them?
No, I'm not looking for a line of credit, no.
Okay. The only reason I asked that is because before you said that you said you're almost close to getting, you're being able to get a really good rate through your bank.
I will get a mortgage for that, like a property that I have, $600,000. I can get that easily, $300,000-$400,000 out of there. Just finance it. Now it's paid off, you know.
Okay.
Just can get 80% off of that.
But I will tell you this. The reality is that I deal with a lot of business owners, and one thing that is not very smart to do is to put your own residential up for collateral. You know, you never know what's going to happen in the future. You never know if the economy is just going to decline and decline, and then you can't make the payments, and then they're going to take your house. Now you're out of a house. So that's why people like us are really good at what we do, because of these capital loans that you need, you know, for these $150,000 to pay off your loan and get, you know, the short-term loan. It's really, I'm telling you, it's much better to do it that way than to put your house up for collateral. You know, I mean, what...
I'm just using the other commercial property I have for the collateral, not my resident.
Okay. Even then, I mean, would you want to, you know, jeopardize your commercial building for, you know, collateral if something ever happens? I mean, you know, I can't tell the future.
Because payment is not that much. Payment is too low. I have no problem paying it, you know. I even have cash to get a payoff if, in case business doesn't go. I can get it from my... I have more than $150,000, just my personal checking account, so I don't really... I'm not worrying about the payments.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, however you'd like to do it. I know that I would, you know... I wouldn't want to put up anything for collateral. That's, you know, that's the really attractive thing about unsecured loans. It's just that, yeah, they might be a little bit more expensive, but you don't have to put any collateral on them. I mean, if it makes sense for the business, if you're going to turn around and make a return on the investment and you don't have any collateral on it, I mean, I don't see why not. But what I can tell you, I mean, you look really good from everything I've asked you. You know, your sales are good. I mean, they're great. Your credit is fine. You're looking for 150. You know, the way I work is with all my clients I deal with, you know, I have many of them. And we're also a relationship based bank too. So we're not just trying to do one transaction here and just, you know, close up shop, because that won't keep our doors open. We're, you know, a relationship based bank. We like to do business for long periods of time with the same business owner. That's the way we work. Now because you're really attractive at everything I see here on paper, you know, the way I do with everybody else is, why don't I try to qualify you for the biggest amount possible and the longest term? I mean...
Yeah, I wanted 5 years, to be honest with you. I wanted 5 years so I'd be able to use it for my taxes and everything, you know, the interest and payments and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the tax write-off.
Yeah, okay, so the tax write-off, yeah. So that would, that's, I mean, you can use that, like, you mean for, like, buying equipment and then writing it off?
Yeah, I can put it for anything, you know, just shoot. That doesn't matter. That's not my main concern. Yeah, I can use it for any money I get. I can use it for tax write-off.
Okay. Well,
you
why don't...
You have to give me any rate that from what to what, you know, what would be the best scenario and what is the worst scenario by information that you have from me.
Well, the reason I haven't given you numbers is because there is no number. It's all dependent. And I mean, it's, I deal with business owners all the time. A lot of businesses, they're all different. That's, we don't have a set rate. It all depends on what you get qualified for. Now, the reason I don't give a number is because if I were to give you a number, let's just say I set a number and then it comes back and it's not even close to that. Now I look like, you know, a liar and my credibility is ruined. So why would I want to do that to myself?
Let me tell you what. If the numbers I gave you, you went, but the numbers that are against you and you saw that the number, the actual number you get later on is not matching, so that's my fault. That's not your fault. Because I didn't provide you the right numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to worry about that. But you're not giving me anything at all.
Well, you know, I'd have to look at your bank statements. I'd have to look at your we'd have to pull your credit. We have to do that stuff to get you really hard numbers. I can tell you, you know, I can tell you if you want, you can go to my website and you can see that we have, you know, 0%. But I mean, that's, you know, if you qualify for that, great. The worst that we have is, you know, 50%. You know, it's a very huge range, so I don't know exactly what you qualify for.
Okay, let me call you back some other time. Your brochure, yeah.
Well,
what's your name again?
My name is Steve.
Okay.
And how about I give you a call on Monday, or if you want, I can send you an email real quick. And that way, if you want, just send me, just some information. That way I can give you harder numbers. Just look at what you have, you know, I can give you an idea, a better idea of what you'd probably qualify for. You know, I wouldn't even pull your credit for you. I'll just look at what you have and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Okay. Steve, you have my, all the information. I gotta get this guy. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Nope. All right.